I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With the Israel-Iran ceasefire just a week old, Israel's interested in normalizing ties with Syria and Lebanon. As these latest conversations unfold, one thing remains the same in Israel. God's people press on. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says one congregation had a narrow escape during the 12-day war.
How would you respond if a ballistic missile was coming in, landed 300 feet away? Their answer, we're going to worship. We're going to thank God that we're still here. He's got us here for a purpose.
When SGA asked if they needed any help, these Russian-speaking Jews had another unexpected reply.
And I could almost see them smiling through each response to me. We're okay. We're continuing to do what God has raised us up to do.
Find more faith-filled stories and prayer points in the full story at our website. Then,
can you imagine if we have those 120 churches on fire for Christ?
Fadih Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center shares about their new, growing partnership with the Church of Pakistan. He sees the current challenges of this Christian minority as an opportunity to train and mentor indigenous leaders of Pakistani churches. The ministry is connected with one leader who leads 120 churches. They're encouraged by his receptiveness.
He can see the need to do things in a different way. And he can see the need for evangelism and sharing the gospel and talk to other people about Christ.
MLC hopes to see many leaders equipped and the Church of Pakistan to be awakened and mobilized to share the good news. You can find out more about the MENA Leadership Center and how you can pray with them at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.